Is he guilty of financial recklessness and misconduct, or is he an inconvenient whistleblower who the Nigerian government is only too anxious to get rid of? Lamida Sanusi is the internationally respected governor of Nigeria's central bank. Or rather, he was, until, that is, President Goodluck Jonathan suspended him because of those unspecified allegations of misconduct. Mr. Sanusi has claimed that $50 billion worth of oil sold by the state-owned oil corporation have gone missing. My colleague Marie Keyworth spoke to him as he was waiting at an airport in Niger for a flight home. It was a poor quality mobile phone line, so we've revoiced his words.
He has no authority to remove the governor without 2/3 of his head, and if you can't remove the governor, you can't suspend him. And this is something that's been on.
He has no authority to remove the governor without 2/3 of the Senate, and you can't remove the governor, you can't suspend him. This is something that's been on for a long time. I have been threatened with suspension so many times, so I'm surprised it took so long to happen. I would challenge this, of course, in courts. I don't plan to go back to my job, even if the courts rules it's illegal. I've had my last day at work. I'm happy with what I've done. But I think, in the interest of the institution and the system, we must establish that presidents cannot suspend governors. Otherwise, the next governor of the central bank will not be able to do his job for fear of being suspended.
What message do you think that your suspension sends, not only to Nigerians in Nigeria who are hoping that their government can rule by the rule of law, but also to the rest of the world who are looking at Nigeria and how the country is developing?
Well, I do hope that the message...
I do hope people will understand that Nigeria is bigger than one individual. Look at the fundamentals of the economy. Basically, see this as a temporary thing. We haven't come to the end of it. It's a battle that I'm in. I am not going to sit. I don't plan to go back to work, even if the courts today said, Mr. Lamido, this action is illegal, and I'm sure the courts would. I have no plans to go back to work. I have had my own years of service. I thank heaven for the opportunity to have done what I did, but I will fight it in the interest of the institution to make the point that the president cannot do this.
The words there of Lamido Sanusi. Well, last week, Nigeria's Senate Committee on Finance ordered an independent forensic audit into the missing oil money, which it said now amounted to about $20 billion. I asked the Nigerian Finance Minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala what she made of Mr. Sanusi's claims of corruption.
We have said in front of the Senate Committee on Finance that rather than have these accusations back and forth, the most sensible thing for the country to do is to have an independent forensic audit of the NNPC numbers and accounts, because the NNPC says that it spent all this money on legitimate expenditures. The only way we can satisfy our population in Nigeria, which is the primary target, is to have an independent forensic audit. This idea has been taken on. It's the job of the Ministry of Finance and my job to get any and all monies that belong to the Federation account and to root out any fraud that may be there.
Do you not think, though, that suspending the central bank governor makes Nigeria look bad on the international stage? There's a principle of independence, isn't there, of central banks? And many people are saying, look, this is damaging Nigeria's status in the eyes of the world to have the central bank governor suspended like this.
Well, look, the Central Bank of Nigeria probably has more autonomy and independence than even the Bank of England. We don't interfere.
Except you've suspended the governor.
No, the president appointed the governor. Somebody has to appoint the governor. And that's what the law of the central bank says. Now, if the governor is appointed by someone, I think if something is going on somewhere, you know, you have to give also a chance to the people who did the appointment to look at that.
Because he had gained a lot of respect, hadn't he, Lamida Sanusi, at home and abroad? He was central bank governor of the year in 2010?
Listen, let me say something, please. Our concern right now is not about all that. Our concern is about the economy of Nigeria. You know, and I want to make it categorically clear that this economy, we are going to focus on macroeconomic stability. We are going to continue the same tight fiscal policies and monetary policies that we had before. I'm sure that the new acting governor will say so as soon as she has a chance. She's out of the country. She should be back shortly. But I want to reassure the markets that this is a country that is based on institutions. The institution continues, the policies continue. We will aim for the same macroeconomic stability we had before. And I want to just reassure all market participants that they can expect us to follow the same policies.
Nigeria's Finance Minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Well, for another view on whether the suspension will damage Nigeria's reputation on the world stage, I turn to Shilan Shah, African economist at Capital Economics.
The central bank over the past few years has become one of the more kind of credible institutions in the country. And I think the suspension has reinforced, you could say, concerns that the government is actually intent on kind of eroding its independence. Now, I think this has been demonstrated by how the markets have actually reacted to the suspension. The Naira weakened to its lowest level almost on record, I think, earlier in the day. And it's only taken some FX intervention to actually bring it back to where it was trading yesterday. And the stock market's down 1.5% today. Bond yields have risen. And so I do think there is a sense that, you know, the suspension is quite damaging for Nigeria.
So for you, the key issue is that the world will see this as an attempt to undermine the independence of a central bank. That kind of independent central banks around the world prize, don't they?
Yes, exactly. It's something that's been of concern in a number of other kind of developing or emerging markets quite recently. And generally speaking, investors don't take very kindly to it. You know, we've seen questions over independence of the Hungarian and the Turkish central banks, you know, in the recent past. And now I think that these concerns have spread to Nigeria as well.
I suppose the real danger here is a country with as big an economy as Nigeria, if this kind of thing happens, it's really a setback for economic progress in a way and trying to attract investment into the continent overall, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. You know, Nigeria being one of the major economies in the continent, it's often actually been touted as one of the major reformers in the past few years. You know, we've seen progress in a number of other areas of the economy, and an eroding of independence of the central bank is certainly would be regarded as a step back. And it does actually, to an extent, highlight the sense that there are vulnerabilities growing in a number of these economies in sub-Saharan Africa, which have experienced, you know, very rapid growth, have performed well in terms of macro stability in the past few years. But there is a sense that this is beginning to unravel to an extent. We've seen concerns in Zambia and Ghana certainly come to light in the past few weeks. Both countries there have had their central banks hold emergency meetings to discuss the state of the current accounts and fiscal positions and what it means for the currency. And I think what's happened in Nigeria is almost an extension of that. I mean, at the same time, I think it's important to give a bit of context. Africa is still going to be one of the best performing regions, you know, in the world over the next couple of years. It's demonstrated very strong growth in the past decade or so, but there is a sense that vulnerabilities are beginning to creep in.
That was the African economist Shilan Shah. And within the past couple of minutes, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, that's the finance minister of Nigeria, has tweeted, "News of my resignation is false and mischievous."